Today is Tuesday, April 30th. We're talking about everything from a terror plot stopped in its tracks to how NASA is preparing for an asteroid to hit Earth, plus Marriott's new version of Airbnb, a TV made for millennials, and a Sports Illustrated first. And today's episode is brought to you in part by the Primary Ride Home podcast, tracking the presidential primaries every day at 5 p.m. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Authorities say they stopped a terror plot. NBC News reports a 26-year-old U.S. Army veteran is accused of planning an attack near Los Angeles, California. His apparent motive? Court documents show he wanted revenge for the killing of Muslims and shootings at two mosques in New Zealand last month, carried out by a white supremacist. Authorities say the man wanted to attack hundreds of people, including Jews, Christians, people at military bases, law enforcement, and white supremacists, and specifically planned to bomb a white nationalist rally near L.A. CNN reports online posts tipped off investigators, and an FBI informant pressed him for information about the attack. He was arrested after he allegedly took what he thought was a live bomb, but it was really a fake. ISIS released a rare video that appears to show the world's most wanted man, the group's leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. If it is in fact him, it's the first time he's shown his face in 5 years. The AP reports the U.S. has a $25 million bounty on his head. In the new video, he acknowledges defeat in Syria, but says ISIS will keep fighting. He also praises the Easter bombings in Sri Lanka and says ISIS is responsible. The number of measles cases just keeps going up in the U.S. It's now more than 700 so far this year, the biggest outbreak in decades. The New York Times says New York is the epicenter, and now two more schools for Orthodox Jewish children were closed because of the outbreak. In California, local reports say a couple hundred university students and staff are still under quarantine because they may have been exposed to the virus. Experts say most of the measles cases involved people who did not get the vaccine, in large part due to misinformation about the vaccine. In fact, some experts told Time magazine some adults may now want to get revaccinated if they only had one dose of the vaccine as a child, not two, as well as live in an area where the outbreak is a problem, like New York or California. A groundbreaking Hollywood director has died. John Singleton is known for the trailblazing movie Boys in the Hood, starring Ice Cube and Cuba Gooding Jr. Variety says he was the first Black director and the youngest director to be nominated for an Oscar. Others in Hollywood are remembering him this week, saying his vision changed everything, and he blazed the trail for many young filmmakers. Singleton had a stroke earlier this month, but he died yesterday. He was 51. A massive asteroid heading for Earth. It's not real, but this week NASA will pretend it is to come up with a plan just in case. The scenario? NPR says scientists will pretend there's a 1% chance of an asteroid hitting Earth in 8 years, the type of asteroid that could take out an entire city. And while it's not real, and it's actually extremely unlikely, NASA scientists say it could happen, and they want to be prepared. It's all part of a drill this week at the 2019 Planetary Defense Conference. NASA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and others will work together to figure out what to do. Much more news ahead, but first, a quick break for today's sponsor, Ancestry. My grandparents lost a lot of their family before even my parents were born, so I know very little about my great-grandparents, let alone my great-great-grandparents. That's why I'm so excited to get my results from Ancestry. Ancestry combines DNA results with over 100 million family trees and billions of records to give you more insight into your origins and a more complete picture into your past. Only Ancestry can tell such a rich story, sharing events that shaped your family members' lives and even what a particular person excelled in. And I've already done this part. It's so easy to get started. It takes just minutes, yet there's so much you can learn. Just go to Ancestry.com/newsworthy today for 20% off your Ancestry DNA kit. That's Ancestry.com/newsworthy to get 20% off your Ancestry DNA kit. Ancestry.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. Marriott is getting into the home sharing business, working to compete with companies like Airbnb. Marriott is the world's largest hotel company, and if all goes as planned, it'll be the first major hotel company to create a home rental platform. It'll be called Homes and Villas by Marriott. The Wall Street Journal reports guests would be able to book their rentals on the Marriott website and even earn points for doing it. The hotel chain already tested this out in Europe, and it went well. Now the company plans to bring it to the U.S. and should announce official plans next month. Other hotel companies like Hilton and Hyatt are also working on something similar. Samsung is making a new TV it says is made for millennials. It's called the Ciro. The Verge says the TV looks normal, but it can rotate, turning vertical, which makes it look like a big smartphone. Samsung says it was made so people can project things from their phones onto the TV, and it figures millennials will use it the most. Business Insider says the Ciro will cost about $1,600. But for right now, the TV will only be sold in South Korea, where Samsung is based. No word yet on when it might come to the U.S. Halima Aden just made history. She is the first model ever to wear a hijab and a burkini on the cover of Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. Her entire body, including her head, is covered. E! News says Aden hopes her picture will help open doors and change false perceptions about Muslim and refugee communities, that it'll show young Muslim women they, too, have swimsuit options. And to show a model fully covered and wearing a hijab can stand next to a model wearing a more revealing two-piece bikini, and they can celebrate each other. Woodstock's 50th anniversary music festival may now be canceled. Multiple reports say the investors pulled the plug. It was set to happen later this summer in upstate New York with performers like Jay-Z, Miley Cyrus, and The Killers. But Reuters reports the people funding the festival changed their mind, saying they no longer think it's worthy of the Woodstock brand name. But here's the thing. USA Today reports the event organizers are pushing back, saying the concert is still on and the investors don't have the right to cancel it. So it seems this is still a question mark. Stay tuned. Burger King now plans to start selling its Impossible Whopper nationwide. Remember, the fast food chain was testing a meatless version of the Whopper in St. Louis only? Well, I guess it went well, because now The Verge says Burger King plans to test it in more places and then start selling it around the country by the end of this year. It's actually a new trend among many fast food restaurants. White Castle and Carl's Jr. also have something similar on their menu. And that's it. You are all caught up. If you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about today, just go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. You'll find all the story sources and links right there. Thank you so much for listening. The Newsworthy is here for you every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day. Hey, I'm here with just a quick reminder to check out the new podcast and one of our sponsors, The Primary Ride Home. It's a daily show like this one, but it publishes every weekday at 5 p.m. It's just 15 to 20 minutes, but it focuses exclusively on the ongoing presidential primaries, the latest news from the campaign trail, who's up, who's down, what issues are getting traction, and what do the polls say? So for political junkies, it's a great compliment to this show. Just search your podcast app and subscribe for free to The Primary Ride Home.